Some say Chinese is one of the most difficult languages in the world, and learning it is almost impossible.
So learning Chinese, the most difficult thing.
非常难.
So I'm sort of tone deaf. I can't really hear them.
I think the cultural mindset is the biggest complication for
the grammar.
知吃思吃都还难.
It's just complicated. So much.
Only because you're not learning it in the right way. Why not try Takeaway Chinese, where you can take some Chinese away and experience progress day by day. Takeaway Chinese, we will promise you a difference.
Welcome to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin, joined by Georgia Massad. Hello, Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure having you on Takeaway Chinese. We talk about all different, very interesting topics related to Chinese culture, the current one and the previous ones, the historical ones, traditional ones. And we also talk about fun phenomenon happening in the society, something we observe. It's all very interesting. And I have to share with you some of my latest hobbies. Actually, it has been my hobby for at least 10 years, more than 10 years. That is reading novels. And I was wondering, do you share the same hobby? Do you like to 看小说?
I actually did. I love to cancel shuo. With time and with studies, it gets more difficult. I'm sure you can relate. When I was a child and smaller, I used to devour books. I had so much free time. Now it gets harder, but it's such a hobby that I love to keep to myself and keep entertained.
Yeah, I was wondering what kind of novel would you prefer? Because for myself, 小说, novels are really good stories and there are so many different kinds. And you have to admit that when a certain novelist created a special plot, people develop on that plot and people started to embrace that setting of that special world. And based on that, really great works would emerge. And for example, we say there are love stories, but love story is such a broad genre. You can talk about love stories in the current society. You can talk about love stories in a previous society, like in history. And of course, a lot of famous novels here in China showcases the stories that people from the modern society did some time travel and ended up in a point in history, and they would develop this romantic relationship with someone with totally different view about the world, and they have this romantic but twisted and complicated relationships, and that's one kind. And of course, there's other kinds like traveling to the future or traveling into a book, into a story, to a story character that you're super familiar with. And that's just the kind of love stories. And on top of that, there are stories that has nothing to do with love, but with being the hero of the society, or in different ways. There are the ways that you have magic. There are also the ways that you are a martial art master. What are the stories that you are particularly interested in?
Well, to me, I love murder mystery, but this is something that I like to do. But then also I love fantasy books. I don't know how to say it. Some writers really have this way of bringing you into a new world that you're not accustomed with, and to actually make you feel like you belong somewhere and get you attached to the protagonist and actually evolve with him. And I think this is something that true novelists can do to get you into a world that it's not real per se, but that can make it real for you.
Definitely. How about martial arts novels? Have you read any martial arts novels? 你看过武侠小说吗?
I actually never read 武侠 novels per se. I've read novels that mention martial arts and maybe the philosophy behind it. I'm currently reading The Journey to the West, where some martial arts... Yes. Yeah, exactly. Martial arts are mentioned, but it's not a 武侠, so a martial novel per se.
Ooh, then I have a lot to share with you today, because today's episode revolves around 武侠小说, martial arts novel. Like the previous episode, episodes, we've talked about martial arts, we've talked about Chinese Kung Fu and 武侠小说. Martial arts novel is definitely a very important part of that culture. And we get to discuss the concept, the plot, the characters, as well as the philosophy about this. And I promise you're going to have a lot of fun. So for those of you who are interested in Chinese culture and you want to get a grip on the Chinese language, then this is the show for you. Stick with us for 30 minutes and you soon see the rewards. And for more fun Chinese learning, follow our Facebook page, Learn Chinese, to watch many fun videos and live streams. But now, let's provide you with some free Chinese for takeaway.
怎么还不睡觉？我正在追的武侠小说更新了，刚才在看小说。怎么还不睡觉？我正在追的武侠小说更新了，刚才在看小说。完结了吗？还没，才写到一半，但书里描写的江湖非常酷。
Oh, that is definitely what I do when I am reading or following the updates of a novel, any kind of stories. I would definitely pull an all-nighter for that.
Me too. And then the day after, I think it's a circle. The day after, you end up saying, why did I do that? I didn't have enough sleep. And then it starts again.
Yeah, because it's just so attractive. The good stories are just... Well, it has that magic on us. So let's start with the language part first and then dive into the world of 武侠小说. For the first sentence, 怎么还不睡觉?
Why are you still not sleeping?
怎么?
Why?
Why? How come? Sometimes we say 怎么还不下班?
Could I say also 为什么?
You can definitely say 为什么. It works as well. I just feel like sometimes 怎么 is just two syllables easier to use. So it's relatively more colloquial in a way. So,
yeah, it makes more sense.
Yes. So 怎么还不睡觉? Why aren't you sleeping? Or 怎么还不下班? Why are you still at work? Why aren't you off work? So that's the idea. 还.
Still.
Still. 不.
Not to, the negation.
Yes. 睡觉.
To be sleeping.
To be sleeping. Again, 睡觉 is the kind of word that is both a noun and a verb. 睡觉 itself is 我很喜欢睡觉. I like sleeping. 我要去睡觉了. I like to go to sleep.
Me too.
Okay, so 睡觉. And then 我正在追的武侠小说更新了，刚才在看小说.
The martial arts novel I am actually following just updated. I was reading it just now.
我.
I.
正在.
At the moment.
At the moment. That's the Chinese ing. And you do not have to worry about where to put the ing. You can just say it right after the subject. And it shows it's a current situation. It's happening right now. 追.
To be following, to be updated with.
Yes. But 追 itself actually means to chase after. So it's kind of like the writer's creating and you're chasing after him or her. So the writer is busy writing new plot, writing new pages, and you are right behind them waiting for the chapter to be finished and you are just going to jump in and start reading. 追. And definitely, 追 can be physical chase after as well. For example, sometimes when we say we're chasing after a girl, I want to be... the boyfriend, I can also say 我在追她, literally.
So I'm pursuing her.
Yes.
And does it have also a negative connotation or it's just a good connotation? Not
it's
chasing
neutral.
After in the wrong way.
it's definitely neutral.
Okay.
Most occasions, I feel like it's a chasing after in a good way.
Okay.
So that's 追. 武侠小说.
So, martial arts novels.
Yes. And here, 武侠 definitely is the key word. 武 武功, that's the martial art part, and it's the kung fu. And xia actually is the Chinese hero. Mm. We do have a Chinese word for hero, that's 英雄. 英雄 would be the direct translation for hero. I feel like xia is broader than that. In modern society, we do not use xia that much. Yet, it does not mean this word or character is outdated. Actually, xia is a, in my opinion, more benevolent, loving, and all for the public, almost nothing for the private kind of hero.
Mm, so it's more a chivalry kind of word, not today's society.
Yes. And so 武侠 here, actually, we're talking about those with great martial art abilities, and they help people around them. They help especially people in need, and they help the society, and they would even punish the bad ones and help the good ones. And 武侠小说, martial arts novel, are usually about such main character who is a xia, a Chinese hero that would, you know, a lot of things happen around this character.
Okay, I understand. So, a 英雄 could be a hero nowadays doing maybe one action, but wuxia protagonists are someone that actually develop their lives doing good, and this is their life purposes.
Yeah, almost like that. I think that is a good explanation. So, 武侠小说, these martial art novels, are not entirely or not only about the gongfu, it's more about the people.
Okay, I understand.
And 更新?
Updated.
Yes. And 了?
To be finished.
刚才?
Just now.
Just now. And this word is also very useful. Actually, you can use it in a lot of occasions. For example, if I want to ask you, what did you just say? I can say, 你刚才说什么了? So, 你说什么了? You say what? And 你刚才 is like, you just said something, I don't want to ask. So, what did you just say? 你刚才说什么了? And the same logic goes with, who came just now? How to say who came just now in Chinese?
刚才谁来了?
Exactly. See, 谁来了? Who came? And 刚才谁来了? Who just came?
Okay.
How about, where did you go just now?
刚才你去哪儿了?
Perfect. You can say 刚才你去哪儿了? You can also say 你刚才去哪儿了? So you can put the word at the very beginning of the sentence or right after the subject.
So it's something that just happening in this moment, just now, as just we finished talking. So it's very useful.
It's very useful, yes. So 刚才在看小说在。
I am just reading it right now.
So 在 actually is just doing something. And 看 is to look. That's another beautiful thing I love about the Chinese language. That is, you do not have to read, watch, see, observe different things. You use 看, and you can 看 everything.
Yeah, and then it depends on the context.
So 看小说 would be reading novels. And then 完结了吗?
Have you finished the book?
Yes. Or is the book finished?
Finished.
This is very interesting. I'll explain a bit later. Okay, so let's start with the keyword 完结.
完结, to be finished.
To be finished. 完 means to finish. 结 means to finish or putting an end to something. For example, if we're talking about the ending part of a story or a book, we say 结尾. So 结 means closing something off, and 尾 is the tail, 尾巴, tail. So 结尾 will be the ending part. So 结 is the ending part. 完, 完成 would be finish or complete. So 完结, complete something. Actually, the word itself does not specify the action that has just been finished yet, because in today's world, we use it really, really, really often about novels or about TV series, basically a entertainment content with different episodes or different chapters too much. Now, if you talk about something 完结, even though the word itself does not say if you've just finished reading it or writing it, people would now assume it's finished creating the content. So here, even you can say, oh, 完结了吗? Have you finished reading it? No, actually it means, is the book finished?
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
So, for example, if someone is watching a TV series, the thing is, I'm not really sure if you know this, but the TV series here in China are finished before they got aired online or on TV stations. But we do know that sometimes, for example, some American TV series, they are on TV already, but they're also simultaneously in the making. That is why some people would have complaints about certain plot. They would write to the writers and it might get changed. Anyway, in that occasion, you can ask, 这部剧完结了吗?
Have you finished? Is it finished, the TV series?
Exactly. So is the TV series finished? Is it a complete series or is it still in the making?And sometimes because there are different seasons, maybe you're watching season number 4 and if it's finished, then there are, for example, 6 seasons. And after the 6 seasons is the final season. It's also possible that you've only finished watching season number 4 and it's still in the making. So 完结了吗 is talking about the content. Is the content finished? Is the production finished?
This is actually very interesting. Also in modern society where we, as you mentioned, we have a lot of series of books that are in the making. And it's interesting to know if it's actually finished or if it's still being written by the plot makers. It's really interesting.
Yes, and that is the word to use. You can now not use this word to say, have you finished reading it or watching it
exactly.
anymore? If you want to say that, you can say, 看完了吗?
看完了吗? Okay, have you finished reading?
Exactly. See, that's how you do it. And then, 还没,才写到一半,但书里描写的江湖非常酷。
Not yet. They are only halfway through, but the depiction of the world in the book is very cool.
Yes. So, 还没。
Not yet.
Not yet. And you can use it to answer anything if...You are not yet there. So, 下班了吗?
Have you finished work?
还没。
还没。Not yet.
作业写完了吗?
Have you finished your homework? 还没。Not yet.
Not yet. 吃完饭了吗?
Not yet. I've not finished eating.
还没。我还没吃完。
还没。
See, you can use it for basically anything. 才写到一半。才。
Only.
Only or just. And this is also quite helpful. For example, you can use 才 to emphasize that a number is small or it's a little bit less than expected. For example, I can say, she's been here for only 2 months. 她才来了两个月. I'm saying 2 months is really a short period of time. You should cut her some slack. Or, wow, I feel like she's been here forever and it's only been 2 months. So it's the only connotation in it. And the structure is supposed to be 才 plus the verb.Plus the number, plus the measure word, plus the noun. And I'll ask you how to do this. Okay, so if I say, 这家店关门了, the shop is out of business, but it's only been 1 week since it's opened. How to say that in Chinese?
这家店关门了, 可是它才开业一个星期。
Perfect. So, 可是, but, 它 is the subject, 才 plus the verb, 开业 plus the number, 一plus the measure word, 个, plus the noun, 星期, that's how you do it.
It's very useful, as the sentence we mentioned before, she's been here for 2 months. It could be very neutral, but the fact that 才 is there carries the meaning that it's only 2 months. So it's a very short period of time.
Yes, yes, and it's a very useful word. And that's 才, 写 is...
To write?
Mm-hmm. 到.
To be finished?
Actually, 到 means to arrive at a certain point. So, 我迟到了, I'm late. So, 迟 means late and 到 is I've arrived, but it's later. And here, 写到 means to I've only write to a certain point. And that point is 一半, half.
So, half of it.
Yes. So, only halfway through. The book is only finished half. 但
But?
书里
Inside the book?
描写
The diction, the description.
The description actually, 描 means to paint or to draw, and 写 means to write, but together 描写 means depict, to write about something.
It makes so much sense because they actually almost paint something, writers. It's such a nice word.
Yes, and that is why 描写 usually is used to describe when you are writing about a scene or a plot, a special story, because it has to be painting a picture with your words. It's more towards that kind of connotation.
Such a great image.
Mm-hmm. And 江湖.
Of the world?
Well, this is actually a good one because jiang means the jiang kind of river, whereas hu means lake. So jiang and he both mean river and hu means lake. And it's kind of like rivers and lakes or corners of the entire world. And Chinese people use jianghu to describe the complicated human society. It's kind of like saying there are a lot of uncertainties, there are a lot of things happening here, and you have to be super cautious about your surroundings because you're in the jianghu. It has this very vast, very wild, very free, yet full of possibilities and uncertainties kind of meaning.
Okay, so it's really interesting because usually in this kind of books, the world's depicted and the imaginary, it's so complicated that a complicated word that describes this is very useful.
Yes, 江湖. And 非常.
Extremely.
Extremely and very, very much. 酷.
To be cool.
Yes. And we talked about 爽, cool. These are similar words. It shows this very cool kind of feeling. All right, so that's the conversation. Do you have any questions?
I actually don't. You answered all my questions.
Great, then let's give it a go. 怎么还不睡觉?
我正在追的武侠小说, 更新了, 刚才在看小说。
完结了吗?
还没开写到一半, 但处理描写的江湖非常酷。
Great! You're listening to Takeaway Chinese with myself, Niu Hongli, and Georgia. We would love to hear from you. Send us your thoughts via email to learnchinese@cri.com.cn. Coming up next, let's learn more about the martial arts novels. Don't go away, so you will take some Chinese away. Welcome back to Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin, joined by Georgia here. So Georgia, what do you think are the most important elements of a good story, especially a good martial arts story, if you imagine?
Well, if I could imagine, I would say, the comeback part is one of the most important times. And yes, and if you're writing more than a movie, it's more difficult to write about a combat scene. But at the same time, the reader gets to really experience what it is and how it's like from the outside. And I think that the main character and what we just mentioned, so its features, not only physical ones, so its capacities, but also his way of doing and the hero behaves and teaches lessons to those who are reading. I think these are one of the most important parts. And of course, how the character develops, because main characters are human and they can make mistakes but still learn from it. I think these are kind of the most important things. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You are definitely not wrong. Actually, these are all very important elements of a good story. I think of any good story. As for martial arts stories or novels, 武侠小说, they have definitely the action part, the combat part, the fighting, and it can be very interesting. And actually, there are different styles of writing those parts. I think two of the most famous martial art novelists, 武侠作家, 金庸 and 古龙, they have different styles. 金庸 tend to write each and every move of different heroes, different 侠客, and they use different weapons. He would depict the moves very clearly. You can almost paint a picture in your head, and you can imagine each and every combat and each and every collision of these two heroes, of these two 大侠, and which one's move is faster than the other, and which one's sword get into one's body instantly. You can imagine all of those, and you can almost see the moves. And as for Gu Long, what he would do is to depict the atmosphere quite so much. You can almost imagine when these two major xias meet each other. Wow, it's like the weather is their background and the cloud in the sky, the wind, and the animals would even go silent surrounding them, and the grass would shiver a little bit because of their unimaginable power inside them. But
wow.
He leaves room for your imagination because he would not depict the moves precisely. He would just say they meet and they separate and the real hero stands, whereas the secondary hero falls. And that is wow. also very romantic in a way.
It is. I think it takes so much talent. And it's, of course, to each its own style. And so people can also choose which one they prefer the most if they want to have a more in-depth description or not. But it takes so much talent to describe and bring people into this world and these actions. There's a lot of action, and I think it's very different. It's very difficult to write about.
Yes, and the funny thing is because most martial art stories, martial art novels and movies actually talks about the kind of story that happened in ancient China and happened in the kind of outside of society that is not so much ruled by law. You take things in your own hands. If someone hurts you, you hurt them back. If there is a bad guy that is too powerful to be punished or to be regulated by the law, then you take things into your own hands. As a super 大侠, you would go punish the bad guys without a law trial, which I think is wrong in today's situation. Yes. But back then, it was, you know, how it works. I think it's still in a novel or in a fantasy story, but that's the fun of a fantasy story anyways. And the thing is, we have a saying in Chinese, 侠之大者,为国为民.
And what does it mean?
It means, we know xia is the Chinese style superheroes. Xia zhi da zhe, it means that the real superheroes. Wei guo is for the country. Wei min is for the people. They're there not because they have superpowers, but because they use their superpowers, their great martial art talents, skills to help the country, help their people. And I think that is the essence of these main characters.
Yes, I think, as you mentioned, where the law or the actual law doesn't get, the hero comes. But it's a hero that is not a selfish hero. So everything he does, even if he uses violence or some other ways, it's for the good of the society or the people involved, and also the weak ones, to protect the weaker part of the society. So there's a trust in what the hero thinks and his actions.
Definitely. So for those who are interested in martial art novels, maybe at the very beginning, they would appreciate the action, the kung fu part, and then started to appreciate the story plot, seeing, wow, what a fascinating story with all the twists and turns. And later on, appreciating the moral, the shining characters of the main protagonist. And later on, also appreciate the philosophy behind all the stories. So if you are interested in learning more fascinating martial arts novel, you can consider have a listen to another classic tale through the audiobook renditions of the Sword Strider Saga, 雪中悍刀行. Simply search for the Sword Strider Saga on your preferred podcast platforms, and then tell us if you like it or not. And that brings us to the end of today's Takeaway Chinese. I'm Niu Honglin with Georgia for the show. Thank you so much, Georgia. It's been a great pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It was so interesting. I would definitely listen to the Sword Strider Saga and keep you updated.
Yes. For more fun episodes of the show, you can visit our website at radio.cgtn.com and go to the column podcast. You can also listen to the show and read the script there. Find us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Just search for Takeaway Chinese. Don't forget to leave your questions, comments, and ratings. 感谢收听，我们下次再见。
Goodbye, everyone. 再见。